What are these, plum trees? These flowers smell delicious. Okay, so what you need to know is that it is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And today, we have come back to the Coal Creek Watershed, which is also apparently known as Orchard Park. Bug is trying to fly up my nose. And I pulled into the parking lot, and there's four kids in a car smoking weed and not being subtle about it, facing the wrong way, but they just left because I laughed. I laughed, they're looking right at me, and I just sort of mouthed the word, smoking weed. Stupid kids. So anyway, yeah, I'm out here looking for beavers, looking for the Bevs. Where's my Bevs? It's golden hour. It's even sort of like late golden hour. And I'm starting to wonder if I should have waited a little bit longer. Yeah, and I left my coat in the car, damn it. It's not that cold, really. It's going to get cooler pretty fast, though. And I am approaching the Bevler area. Of course, you understand by this point, when I say Bevelers, I'm talking about beavers. I wonder if I should go back and get my coat. Yeah, I'm going to be hot walking around here in a minute anyway, so I'm not going to worry about it. Okay, and I am now pretty much at the dam. Yes, there is a beaver dam here, and I'm trying to find... We might have to go to the other side of the creek. I am trying to find the den. Where are my beavers hanging out? What's going on here? Now see, I'm still standing way up at the top and I can see beaver tracks down there right by the... Well, hell, let's just go down there. Let's take a closer look. I see waves up there. I see waves upstream a bit. The whole goal here is to get splashed by a beaver. I've had it happen to me before. We're going to go for it again. Oi, oi, oi. Okay, I'm right now. I'm right down here at the dam now. My God. There's a big one in here, kids. And when I say big, I mean a large beaver. I'm no beaver expert, but this track... This is when I wish I could measure it. Look at that one. Yeah, good Lord. This track is... It's 15 centimeters. It's an easy 6 inches. That's 15 centimeters. There's some smaller ones around here, too. There's been some other... There's some littler dudes hanging out. Do we have baby Bevelers? Wouldn't that be nice? Nice, cute little baby Bevelers. All right. Well, since we're down this low, let's just stay down here. We'll start walking up. Yeah, look. Fresh prints. Fresh tracks. Fresh beaver tracks everywhere. Freshy, freshy, freshy. This is one of the most dangerous places I go. Yeah. Fresh beaver tracks everywhere right here. This is one of the most dangerous places I go just because there's so many stumps. There's lots of little trees that have been beveled off. So now what they are is that they are deadly sharpened stakes that are sticking up a foot out of the ground or about 30 centimeters. And they're everywhere. And my greatest fear is that I'm going to be walking along here looking for dudes, not paying any attention to where I walk. I'm going to trip over one of these stumps, and then I'm going to fall onto another one. and it is going to pierce my heart. Wait, did I hear a splash? What was that? Don't know. Yeah, so I imagine that's just one of the stupidest ways I'll die. Now look at here. Here's a slide. Here's where beavers have been coming up out of the water and walking around right where I am. Where are they? Now what's that back there? Is that the den? Is that a den back there? We kind of need to be on the other side of the creek, on the other bank. Au rive droite. See, this almost tripped over a stump and died there. Yeah, I just pissed off a bird. Look at that. See, that looks like a den right there. Of course, this is across from me. I just thought I heard another splash or something. And actually, it looks like there's a tunnel that leads back into there, but there's no underwater entrance. Usually, beavers like to have water entrances. Ugh. Right now, that's probably our best bet. See, and there's a trail through the grass here. Okay, I see more bubbles up here. I see a lot of bubbles up here. Is there a dude under here? There's also kind of a lot of waves right here. See, that looks like that could be a den, but that's all blocked off. There's loose sticks in front of it, and not fresh sticks. Sometimes you can identify the dens by what's being dragged into them. Beavers will take freshly chewed off sticks, small ones, twigs pretty much, and then drag them into their dens for little bevelers to eat. What's this? Is this a den? Am I standing on a den? Didn't we question this last time? There's a lot of bubbles right there. Is there a dude under there? Is there a dude in the water here? Where's my beavers? I was really hoping that we could run into one. Oh my goodness, look what's upstream. Look what's up there. It's not a beveler. It's a bunch of ducks. Baby ducks, ducklings. There's a mommy duck, and there's a whole little cluster of baby ducks. Like, at least half a dozen. And they're in that little protected area now. They're going to swim under the roots of the tree there. Okay, so let's listen quietly here. Because was it last year or the year before that hole right there, that was a den at one point in time, but now there's a bunch of trash in front of it. They wouldn't do that. They're not trash collectors. What's going on here? Come on, bevelers. The sun is going down. Don't you want to come out and play? Don't you want to come out and play with your human buddy? Don't you want to give me a splash? Don't you want to teach me a lesson? Say, don't come into our beaver habitat acting like you're all cool. Where, oh, where could they be? Where, oh, where could they be? All right, well, we need to walk up out of here for right now. We cannot keep walking upstream here. The walls become steep-sided, and there's trees and stuff, so we got to go up and around. Almost tripped again, almost died on a beaver steak. Yeah, the beavers are setting traps for me. It's a trap! See, this is the area we found all the bevelers in before. Now I see big water movement down there. Is that just wind? There's a lot of bubbles right there in that same spot. What is bubbling up? I don't know. So, what we're going to do here is come back up here onto level ground. And there's a couple of horseshoe pits right here. And we walk past this area of trees. There's some trees holding in all the soil here, and so we got steep walls instead of the shallow banks of the creek here. Somewhere right below me right now is that mommy duck and all of her baby ducks. First baby aquatic birds that I've seen. First baby waterfowl of the season. And we're seeing it here. It's a strange place, but whatever. Whatever. All right, now we can kind of go back over to the creek here. And yep, oh, there's our babies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, there's like 10. There's 10 or more. And is that a wood duck? Was that a mommy wood duck? I couldn't really tell. As soon as I came into view, they disappeared. Now here's some freshly chewed stumpage. It means the beavers are getting up here. The beavers are coming over to here. See, and I've known beavers to hide back in there too. But, Yeah. Not seeing anything. Okay, so I'm gonna keep moving upstream. Oh, I spooked a duck. A duck is flying away. Can't tell what it is. He's going even further upstream. Oh, nope, I thought he was gonna land up there. No, he decided, to take off, I guess. All right, let's get out of this little area. Let's get on this conveniently placed sidewalk. Ooh, my knee. And let's cross the creek. Let's cross the creek. Maybe we can go back down towards the dam to see if we can see anything down there. That'll be cool. This is a bizarre spot. This is not a bridge over the creek. This is a ford. It dips down. There's three culverts in the creek, and they built this concrete thing over it, which would be fun to skate right here and right here. Too bad I didn't bring my skateboard. And when they get tons of water, the water can just flow right over this. And I'm trying to look upstream, but no, it gets really narrow. The creek upstream from here is only 2.5 meters wide, and it narrows even more. And it goes up for another, is it even 100 meters? Maybe, I don't know. And that's the beginning of the creek right there. So we're gonna come back this way and head back down towards the dam. Check some of these holes out. Listen into these holes and see if we hear any talking Beveler buddies. Get off the sidewalk here and walk back up to the creek. The sun is below the horizon, but that's not really, Jesus, that's not really saying much because obviously we're in a valley. Look, there's big waves. There's big waves. We're above a hole. Is there somebody swimming around down there? What's going on? We're gonna sneak up here. What was that all about? What was that? And this is near one of the suspected holes. Is this a Beveler den? Is this a Beveler den in here? There's some trash floating around in here. And this could be a beaver den. There's some tracks over there. Gonna listen. Clearly there's a small war going on east of me. You know, we just saw waves coming out of here. Is this a Beveler den or not? There's junk here. There's some empty plastic bottles and some styrofoam scraps floating around right here, but Is it deep enough for them to swim under? Possibly. Possibly. Now what's happening right here, I see bubbles right up against the bank and they're moving. Is there a guy under there? Is my Bevler under there? Please let me find a beaver today. I love Bevlers so much, I want to give them Bevler kisses. Because they're so cute. Nobody is surfacing. There are suspicious bubbles. There are suspicious waves. How deep is the water right here? Hard to say. Hard to say. But it's deeper than a beaver is thick. I mean, they could be underwater and be deep enough that I wouldn't be able to see them. What's going on? Show me the Bevlers. Yeah, I'm about to walk into a cloud of gnats, so I'm going to take a few steps back here. I'm going to keep walking downstream. Oh, gee. Ouchie. When I was a child, you know, me and my friend Booper, we would walk this creek, Coal Creek, by our house in the winter when it froze over. And it was our dream to walk it all the way to where it starts, which is where we're at right now. But it's not actually possible to do that for various reasons. Oh, and what's that over there? There's a hole in the bank at water level right there. But that's way too small for beavers. Way too small. That's like a muskrat size hole. There's a hole here, but I don't see any. Well, no, there's a track right there, but is this a beaver? Geez, this is, and right here, this is the old exit hole for this den. This is that original den we found a couple years ago. And this exit hole is filled in, not by people or beavers, but by flood level. All right, still walking downstream here on the edge of the creek. Here's a slide, and there's beaver tracks everywhere. Oh, and also, I was gonna say raccoon, I think. But yeah, this would be a good place for raccoons. There's still waves over there where we were just were. Waves and bubbles. Okay, let's walk downstream here a little bit more. We're about 50 meters from the dam. Let's keep moving up. Oh wait, I forgot about this spot. Yeah, this is not a den. This is where one of the old dens used to be. It's caved in some places, and the water level's not high enough anymore, so there's just this mud flat. And yeah, there's more raccoon tracks in here. Yay, raccoons. Raccoons are cool. Now, what about this bizarre little channel? Is this going to cave in on me? We need to move. This is not a good spot to be in. Not that I'm really in any danger. If it caved in, you know, we'd just get wet feet. That's about it. It's not like we're going to drown or anything. All right, let's get back down here. The other thing I'm trying to figure out is, I'm trying to find that old spot. Where's that spot that was just right down on the water where I used to like to hang out? And the beavers would get mad and splash me and stuff. Oh, was it? Why? Why has the topography of this area changed so much? Well, I think I remembered. See, a couple years ago, the beavers had a big dam. and they had a big lodge, and the city brought a backhoe in and they tore it out. Those rat bastards. And the beavers, of course, rebuilt the dam, and I think they built it further upstream. See, I think we used to be down there. See, I'm back at the dam now. Big beaver prints. Big beaver prints in the mud here. This is awesome. This is so cool. And if you don't understand the coolness of it, one of the reasons that this is so cool is I'm not out in the country. I'm not out in the woods. I'm not up in the mountains. I'm in the middle of my city. My hospital's right there. There's a high school right there. There's a cemetery right there. There's a grade school right there. I cannot see all these things, right? I'm in a park. There's guys playing basketball in the basketball hoops over there. There's two people playing tennis in the tennis courts right on the other side of the creek from me, where we just were. There's houses. There's people live here. This is the middle of a city. And we've got wildlife. We've got beavers. City beavers. And suddenly I'm back on a path. Is this a little Bevler path? I suspect it is. Bevelers and raccoons. Yeah. Okay, some of these rocks over here are looking familiar. Yeah, see the dam, the original dam, was right around here, about 20 meters downstream from where the dam is now. And the lodge, let's see, the lodge was right, well, it was right about where I'm standing, actually, right around here. And now, there's nothing. Very shallow water. I'm going to see if I can look further downstream. Yeah, no, not really. Okay, so what's the plan here? Do I want to go downstream? Nope, I'm turning around. I'm looking up into the sky. I'm looking up into the sky. It's getting darker, but apparently it's not dark enough. There is a gibbous moon, and there's that tower. There's some kind of antenna tower right on the edge of this property. There's a cemetery, and then right behind Roncalli High School, there's a tower. This is a strange place for a tower, considering we're in a valley. What is on the tower? About the only thing I can see are phone cells. I do not see any other antennas. But anyway, yeah, if that tower falls this way, that can hit me. Yay, all right, so maybe you can hear the water rushing over the dam. This is a genuine beaver dam made up of mud and sticks and twigs and a couple of plastic bottles wedged in there for good measure. Let's keep walking upstream and see if we can't find some dudage. Come on, all I want to do is find some bevelers. I thought for sure we'd find them tonight, but no, where are they? Okay, so this is an interesting area. I don't know how this big tree log managed to fall in here. It could not have been brought in by the storms. Although it could have been felled by a beaver over there and the water could have rinsed it down during some massive storms. But the thing that's weird about this is that up here on the other side of it looks like some more Bevler construction. Is this actual, like, beaver action happening here? Or is this just stuff that got caught in the storm surge, so to speak? It's hard to tell. It kind of... See? This tree was felled by a beaver. Bonk. Did it just catch stuff as it got washed downstream? Just don't know. Are they trying to build another little secondary dam here? I don't know. They've done it before, way upstream on the other side of that ford. There's a tiny, tiny little dam. It's hilarious. It's very cute. Ugh. Yeah. Okay. Well, speaking of the ford, maybe we should cross back over to the other side here. Because I'm just not spotting any bevelers. Did we come here too early? Did we need to be here like a half an hour later? Let's get back up onto the sidewalk here. And I'm looking at Roncalli's football field. If you want to find where I am on a map, go to Google Maps, look up Omaha, Nebraska, and go to Roncalli High School, R-O-N-C-A-L-L-I. Find their football field and find the flag end. There's three flagpoles on this end, and I'm not 50 meters away. And if you're looking at a satellite photo or something, you'll be able to see the creek and you'll be able to see the ford that I'm crossing right now. Awesome. I only knew one person who went to that school. And I'm not even going to talk about it. Because I have nothing good to say about it. So anyway, as we cross back over the creek, I'm looking downstream, I'm looking upstream. Not seeing much of anything. Alright, so let's get back around here. Maybe we'll see some last minute bevelers. Because we only got about 3 minutes left. All right, let's move back up to the top of the bank here and look down into there. Looking down under the creek, I'm not seeing anything. I'm not seeing any suspicious heads floating in the water. Beavers are pretty stealthy, kind of like Scratties. They'll just stick their nose and their eyes up off the surface of the water. You can spot them, though. Beavers also do the float. Where they look like, well, frankly, a submarine on the surface of the water. And you'll just sort of see this oval, this oblong shape. And usually they're looking at you while they're doing it. They're keeping you in sight. But they're doing a pretty good job of staying out of my sight. It's still very light. And although it's getting darkish, I'm back at the dam. I'm not seeing any beaver action, so I'm going to head back to my car. Maybe I just need to be here later. I need to be coming here a little bit later. We need to be here about a half an hour or a little bit more later than now. Because I know these guys are in here. The funny thing is they're probably watching right now going, okay, he's leaving. We can come out and have a beveler party now. Because everybody loves a beveler party. Oh, yes, they do. And if I ever get to attend one, I'll be sure to bring you along. Because if there's nothing we like more than beveler parties here on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, I gotta go, we'll look for beavers another time, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.